You're releasing the new directory on farmers markets. And Missouri is one of the top 10 states in the country for farmers markets. And I did some research back in 1997. We only had 53. And then in 2007, we had 131. Now we're up to something like 245 or so, and we're one of the top 10 farmers market states in the country. What has caused such a big explosion in farmers markets, not only in Missouri, but throughout the whole nation?
I think people are just, there's a lot of consumer interest in farmers markets. And I imagine the state, the population supports, you know, farmers markets in terms of their ability to, you know, to have them cited there. You know, farmers markets are just very popular. They're very important in that they also serve different functions. They bring people and communities together, and I think that that is, you know, what's so exciting about them. You hear people talking on Saturday mornings about going to the farmers market and, you know, talking to their farmers and knowing where their food comes from. And so I think that, in addition, it's really bridging rural and urban communities together and bringing consumers closer to where their food comes from. And so I think their popularity is really a function of bringing communities together, you know, people understanding and meeting farmers in the face of agriculture, and also, you know, really fresh ingredients to our diets, really tasty, delicious, colorful, you know, wares from the farmers. And best of all, helping the local economy by making sure that the food that's produced there, that's processed there, it's distributed and sold there, and that money is kept there to really help, you know, support the local economy and its development and job creation. And so there's a lot of variables, but I think collectively, I think that's why farmers markets are so popular in Missouri and throughout the nation.
Well, I did some other checking from some state sources here, and it looks like we have about 70 farmers markets in our two biggest cities, St. Louis and Kansas City. That gets to a lot of the point that you were just making about bringing the farm to the community, farm to the city. Where do the city farmers markets get their produce? I know we have urban agriculture now, but surely that's not enough for farmers markets.
Yeah, I imagine just in the surrounding areas, you know, you probably know this better than me, but of course they're bringing them within X amount of miles from the surrounding area, I'd imagine.
Has the farmers market changed? You talk about the 78% growth since, 2008 nationally. Has the farmers market itself changed in terms of what's available, what approaches people take to what they grow to bring in, things like that?
I think so. So now, nationwide, there's 8,268 farmers markets. And I think what we've been seeing is that they've been maturing. You know, many of them are offering different foods, different ethnic foods. I've seen that quite a bit. Many of them now have SNAP and EBT technology. You know, it all depends. They're basically being responsive to consumer interest and demands. And so, I think some of them are getting bigger. I think the farmers market we're going to tomorrow is a pretty large one. It's producer only. So I think that there's distinct personalities and attributes depending on the community that they're serving.
It seems to me that we have seen, here in Missouri at least, and perhaps nationally you would know, we've seen more organic foods. In some places there's even or just organic farmers markets. Is that a trend that's been developing in the last few years?
Oh, definitely. And I think organics overall has been one of our, you know, strongest and fastest sector area growths. For example, there are currently 18,513 certified organic producers in the U.S. and over 25,000 worldwide. That's a pretty big increase in the number of certified operations. And in Missouri, there are more than 220 USDA certified organic operations. A lot of folks, you know, really stand behind or really look to the organic seal and in terms of the production process. And so very attractive overall and very attractive in farmers markets.
We have a lot of farmers now that are growing produce and going straight to the supermarkets in their areas. Has that limited the growth of farmers markets, or has that hurt the expansion of farmers markets because they're doing things now for stores instead of going to the community itself on Saturdays?
I don't think it's hurt. I think it's sort of a going back to a maturation or an evolution. It's kind of the next step, you know. You know, farmers markets are oftentimes you know, one day a week or 2 days a week, and here I think this, you know, this can lend itself to a greater, you know, time frame and consumer base. And so I think we applaud it. I think we applaud all different types of this type of marketing and direct from farmer to consumer programs or initiatives.
Food safety is an increasing issue, it seems, throughout the country, and I hear it voiced here in Missouri a lot. Is the USDA involved in regulating farmers markets in terms of making sure the food that people bring in is in fact safe for consumers? Or is that a state responsibility?
No, we currently are not. And primarily, yeah. I mean, the Food and Drug Administration, that is their mission and mandate in terms of food safety. But of course, we're always interested and you know, supportive of food safety and making sure that. Yeah, I also, you know, we're involved quite a bit in technical assistance with farmers and trying to strengthen their abilities in terms of food safety audits. And so, but no, we that is not our if you will, mandate. But we, of course, we'll do everything we can to make sure that farmers are developed and have the technical assistance and the training so that they do advance important food safety principles in their products.
Okay, just a couple of more questions because I know you've got some other things going on here. I assume the USDA has all kinds of programs for people who are interested in growing things for farmers markets. Can you give me a quick understanding of how people can find out information about how they can become growers for farmers market merchandising?
Well, you know, we have the farmers market directory, and that's, you know, currently what we, you know, list the farmers markets we discussed. There's a lot of information in the farmers market directory. It's voluntary. Folks put in a lot of information, and including, you know, the type of wares, you know, what's offered at that farmers market. You know, we also have grants that many folks are availing themselves of. The farmers market local food promotion program. We have specialty crop block grants. And we find that many folks in the marketplace learn about this, and depending on their ideas, will submit their ideas for funding. And a lot of it is technical assistance and capacity building. In terms of, you know, I'm not sure if that's an exact response to your question, but you know.
But the resources.
Is that
responsive? The resources are available. Through the USDA,
yeah.
and through the guide. Last question for you. As you look down the road at farmers markets and as you've seen this big growth in the last several years, 5 years or so, do you see the same kind of growth continuing? Or where do you see farmers markets being 5 years from now?
I think we've seen continuous growth, maybe not with the big digits we saw in the past, but I do think farmers markets are maturing and are becoming. Yeah, and then there's other types of you know, the food hub that we see where, you know, there's an aggregation and there's distribution in the marketing, a different type of model, if you will. You know, I'm seeing that things are morphing into or branching into other types of programs like food hubs or on-farm markets. And so there's different business models that are starting to advance. And so that's where we see things advancing too. I wanted to go back to one of your questions in
sure.
terms of, you know, the resource support, if I may.
Sure.
And that's regarding Missouri. Since 2006, our grants, our farmers market promotion programs have funded 16 projects for a total of $747,000. And they ranged from, you know, supporting Cedar County's Memorial Hospital in terms of its farmers markets, to the International Institute of Metropolitan St. Louis, looking at refugee and non-refugee farmers in that area, to the Winona School District to help gardeners and residents in a food desert by helping build a community garden and a marketing manager, on and on. I just wanted to make sure that you knew that, especially from Missouri, we have been very supportive and very interested in its advancement in terms of support.